You ever respond to a Craigslist ad and wonder if you're walking into a horror movie? Yeah, this story takes that to a whole new level. It starts with free baby clothes and ends with a survival tale so wild you'll think it's fiction, but it's not. It's real. It's horrifying. And somehow, miraculously, it ends with the kind of strength that makes you pause. I'm Janet Heredia. Welcome back. This is Talks at Midnight.
You are now tuned in to Talks at Midnight, a podcast that dives into haunted histories and chilling murder mysteries. I'm your host, Janet Heredia, and thank you for joining me on today's episode.
Hey, you. Glad you made it back. Grab a blanket, turn down the lights, maybe triple check your Craigslist messages, because tonight's story, it's about what happens when good intentions meets actual insanity. We're talking about Michelle Wilkins, a thoughtful, kind, and very pregnant woman who was just trying to get some free baby clothes off Craigslist. Because you know, babies are expensive and secondhand onesies, well, they're basically currency. What she walked into though, a full-blown Lifetime movie, minus the commercials. The woman behind the ad was Dinell Lane, and Dinell had plans. So let's rewind for a second. Michelle was 7 months pregnant, living in Colorado, and like many expectant parents, she was prepping for her baby girl. Aurora, that was the name that she chose. I love that name. So Michelle spots the Craigslist ad for free baby clothes, and like any new mom-to-be, decided to check it out. So she responded to the ad, and soon after, Michelle and Dinell arranged a time to meet, to which Michelle ended up showing up at Dinell's place, expecting a quick handoff. You know, no drama, just some hand-me-downs. Now, a quick mention that Michelle later told the court that she had found it strange that Dinell had said that she was overdue, because if Dinell was really that overdue, she sure wasn't showing it. She wasn't waddling, no signs of discomfort, and her belly certainly didn't appear to look anywhere near due. Basically, Michelle had no idea that she was walking into a nightmare disguised as a Craigslist meetup. But I digress. Dinell opens the door and greets her. Everything seemed normal. They chatted about babies, tragedy, life, totally not murdery. They actually hung out for almost an hour upstairs. That's how good Dinell was at the whole friendly stranger act. Eventually, Dinell is like, hey, the baby clothes are in the basement. And listen, basements are rarely the setting for anything wholesome. But again, Michelle had no reason to expect or suspect anything. So she walks down with Dinell, and that's when the script flips. First, the room's cluttered. Weird, but not run screaming weird. Then, bam, Dinell hits her over the head with a lava lamp. A lava lamp, guys. Anyway, Michelle is stunned. She tries to run, but Dinell, she's been planning this. She beats her, strangles her until she blacks out, and then she performs, are you ready? A DIY cesarean section with a kitchen knife. Just let that sink in. Michelle's baby, Aurora, is taken from her womb. Dinell carries the baby upstairs like some twisted prize and tells her husband that she gave birth. But wait a minute. Before all of this happens, she takes the baby upstairs and takes the baby into the bathtub. Her husband called her. I forgot what it was that he was asking her, but he said that she sounded off, and because in the back of his mind, he believed that she was pregnant, he decided to go back home and check on her, because the way that she sounded on the phone was a little bit off and he just wanted to make sure that everything was okay. So at this point is when he gets back home, and this is when he sees Dinell coming up the stairs and she's covered in blood. And that's when she tells her husband that she just gave birth. Like, ma'am, what in the literal fuck? Anyways, meanwhile, Michelle, who should not even be alive, is bleeding out in the basement. And here's where she becomes a straight-up legend. She wakes up. Wait a minute. Let me backtrack for a second. Before she wakes up, I guess Dinelle had assumed that she had killed her. So she sees the baby. She takes the baby from the bathtub, her and her husband, and he takes her to the hospital. When she gets to the hospital, that's when she tells the doctors and everybody in triage that she just gave birth in her bathroom. So while she's in the hospital, Michelle's in the basement and she wakes up miraculously. Somehow, with unimaginable pain and blood loss, she finds a phone and calls 911 herself. Super calm, direct, heroic. The dispatcher can barely believe what she's saying, but help is on the way. Now, I'm going to clip a portion of that phone call that Michelle did to the police so that you can hear this woman. And keep in the back of your mind that this woman is calling 911 all the while her stomach is completely opened and she just had a baby pulled out of her from somebody that was not even a doctor or a surgeon. So keep that in the back of your mind. Take a listen.
Green, please.
I can't understand the street.
Green, please.
Green, please. Green like the color?
Yeah.
Tell me what happened.
She cut me.
Who cut you?
Downstairs. I don't know.
Okay, hold on.
I responded to.
Hang on. Hold on.
Please. I'm downstairs.
Okay, who cut you?
This girl I responded to was ready to look at.
What did she cut you with?
A knife. I'm pregnant. She cut me in my stomach.
Okay.
I'm afraid.
She cut you in your stomach?
Uh-huh. I'm pregnant.
Okay. What is the suspect's name?
I don't remember. I'm bleeding out.
I know you need to stay on the phone with me, okay? I'm getting everybody to you, okay? I need you to get, can you grab a towel or anything you can get in your hands and put it on your wound and press? How far along are you?
7 months.
7 months? Okay. Are you alone in the house?
No.
You stay with me. Don't go to sleep. You stay with me. You're downstairs in the basement. And are you alone?
Yeah.
Okay.
I locked the door.
Don't you go to sleep, okay? You stay on the phone with me. Can you tell me, did she have any other weapons besides a knife?
She broke a glass.
She broke a glass? Did she stab you with the broken glass also?
Yeah.
Okay.
She got a her.
You need to think real hard and tell me who it is that did this. Tell me the person's name. Think real hard, okay? Don't go to sleep. Stay with me. Tell me who it is.
I don't know how.
Everybody's on their way, okay?
Is that them?
Okay.
Are they ringing the doorbell? She cannot get to it.
Help.
Got everybody coming, okay? You hang with me.
She's
don't
downstairs.
Hang up. Are they in the house yet?
She's downstairs.
Yeah, they're here.
Okay, I'll let you go.
A trail of blood.
Now, that wasn't just a 911 call. That was a masterclass in survival. Michelle had just been butchered, left to die in a stranger's basement, and somehow, she manages to stay calm, give her location, and call for help. Meanwhile, I stub my toe and immediately I forget my address, my social security number, and basically the English language. I think we can all agree that Michelle's strength in that moment, chef's kiss, unmatched. Anyways, so while police were at Dinelle's home, they began combing through a blood-soaked crime scene. They're seeing the knife, the towels, the chaos, and realizing this was never a home birth. It was a horror film in real life. It was apparent that after Dinelle committed this crime, she tried to clean up her mess. In the court testimony, Michelle's lawyer stated that Dinelle spent about an hour cleaning everything with bleach, including to the point where she physically moved Michelle's near lifeless body to the side in order to remove the sheets on the mattress, but the blood was so thick that the mattress itself was completely soaked. They even found bloody pillows inside of a trash bag underneath a baby crib and bloody towels inside the washing machine that weren't even fully cleaned because you can still see the blood stains on the white towels. And the heavy scent of bleach was also very apparent throughout the house. Now, I want to circle back to the boyfriend, Dinelle's boyfriend, because I realized that earlier I referred to him as her husband, and I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not trying to offend the man by giving him that title. So not only was he not her husband, he was already sketching out about her real hard. In the trial, they revealed that he had texted a friend saying that he didn't even think Dinelle was actually pregnant, and at one point he even said that she's been acting weird. She faked an entire pregnancy? That's not weird. That's a Netflix documentary level deceit right there. Anyways, when the officers pulled him aside and explained what they'd found at the house and that Michelle was alive, conscious, and talking at the time of their arrival, his face reportedly dropped because everything clicked. The lies, the fake labor, the lack of baby bump photos unless she was behind a table or wearing a hoodie, it was all unraveling faster than Dinelle's hospital gown. Dinelle's boyfriend told police investigators that he had already been suspicious about the whole thing when Dinelle refused to let him touch her bump because she claimed that it was uncomfortable and that it could hurt the baby, and I quote. And that when she had doctor's appointments, something would always come up that would cause her to have to cancel her appointment. Basically, his gut was not just talking to him, it was literally screaming at him. Meanwhile, Dinelle was arrested at the hospital because where else was she going to go? It's not like she could limp out of there with a stolen baby and a straight face. The nurses weren't buying her "I gave birth at home" routine for a second. Police didn't even need to do much digging. They had Michelle's 911 call, a bloody crime scene, a kitchen knife, and a trail of delusion that pointed right back to Dinelle. Oh, and let's not forget, this woman had two teenage daughters living in that same house. This woman was faking a pregnancy, plotting an abduction, and parenting all at once like some twisted multitasking mom of the year. This was a woman who thought that she could fake a pregnancy, steal a baby, and walk out of it with a whole new life. Instead, she walked straight into a courtroom. This woman went from pregnant mom to convicted felon faster than you can say Craigslist catastrophe. The courtroom didn't even buy a single part of her story, and the jury ended up handing down 100 years, an entire century. She's got plenty of time to think about how badly this entire plan blew up in her face. And what makes the story just a little bit sicker is that Dinelle didn't even get charged for murder because during that time in Colorado, they didn't recognize a fetus inside of the body as a human being unless it was born and alive and outside of the womb. So basically, no murder charge, even though she was the cause for that baby's demise. As far as Michelle goes, she's the real MVP around here. She survived a nightmare and came out on the other side with more strength than most of us could even imagine. She faced her attacker in court, told her story without any bitterness, and turned her trauma into a powerful message about trust, survival, and listening to your gut. She's out here writing books and helping others heal, which honestly sounds like a way better ending than any crime drama. And Dinelle, she's behind bars where hopefully her acting career is on a permanent hold. All right, well, that wraps it up. Guys, if this episode gave you any sort of chills or made you want to triple check your Craigslist inbox, do me a solid and share it with your friends because sometimes the craziest stories teach us the most important lessons. Thank you for hanging out with me tonight. I'm Janet Heredia, and this was Talks at Midnight. Until next time, stay curious, stay safe, and keep trusting that little voice in your head. It's usually right.